you put in there, basically. And then when you call 911 from that number, and it has to be a landline, it can't be a cell phone, that doesn't work with that. When you call from that number to 911, it immediately shows any dispatchers that would answer, should it be, your location should go to the Sheriff's Department 911 Center. If it were to go somewhere else by some oddity, because those happen, it would show them and they could locate that. And it would also continue on if they added the ambulance district on. So that information is available just by filling out a form in our office.
What do you guys want to do? I mean, you want to put the dead end sign road up at the road, or
dead end sign? Excuse me, dead end sign, no through sign, or no through road.
We got somebody wanting to speak. If you want to come up to the mic.
Well, I think we've wasted a lot of time myself. What I'd like to say is, if you put up the dead end road,
you'll have to say who you are and name and address.
My name's Wayne Harding, 4930 State Highway T. Since I'm up here, I'd like to tell this gentleman right here, he's never tried to see me at any time. I'm easy to find. You've never tried to talk to me, and that's not what you said at this table. I want you to understand that. But what I would like to have you understand, I didn't name that road. I did not. But how could you possibly deny the people that live below you the access to the emergency vehicles? That I do not understand. That's, and the bluff which you live on, which I was born and raised on, your child will be over that bluff if you're not careful. The bluff is full of pygmy rattlers. So you want to deny your son access to an ambulance on time?
Not at all.
Okay, then I believe that the right thing would be to leave the sign up. You can name it Podunk Avenue if you want to.
We have a Harding Boulevard address. We have a 5061.
I believe they'll find your place that way, though.
So when we call for a T highway address, they know exactly where to go.
And if you put up a dead end road sign, I'm not going to argue with you. After the meeting, these men got a lot of other business.
Yes, sir.
After the meeting, we can talk. But not the way you talked to my son with the vulgar language you used. I want to bring that point up.
Not at all, sir.
But if you put up the dead end road sign, I'd like to say this. On the plat, it is not dead end. It circles down the hill past his place and comes back out on the other road and goes out. That's entirely up to you, gentlemen, and I've said my piece.
Thank you.
All right.
Do you have any more questions?
I don't.
To know, past my property, on the other end, there are some roads back there, or our plots. It's completely unimproved. There are no houses.
Okay.
Do you have any more questions?
No. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Uh-huh.
Do you have any questions?
We can.
You mean give direction? Or what do you want to do?
I've already said. That's up to you. If you need me, or I'll wait until further instruction, or you can instruct Randy to put up.
Randy, we'll tell Randy to put up whatever sign needs to be appropriate.
All right.
Okay, thanks.
Bid recommendations for aggregate rock.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thank you. This is in response to bid number 2016-03-334. This bid was requested by Road and Bridge last month. I released it on March the 19th. It closed on April the 20th. We were before you all last week with a recommendation process, and Mr. Hayes was instructed by the commission after a vote unanimously to table his award recommendation at that time to go back and do a recalculation, a reevaluation, reexamination of the responses. He subsequently has completed that second review, and we were permitted to come in this morning to offer for him to offer his recommendation after two complete thorough reviews, and I'll turn it over to Mr. Hayes now for that purpose.
Morning, gentlemen. The spreadsheet I give you at the top shows what we have used in tons in 2015 and then also our estimated tons, which we use on our bid sheet. That's what they bid by. That's what we plan to use in 2016. On the bottom row, you will see APAC quarries 2015 cost, 2016 bid cost. The next two are actually the same quarry, American RNC. That's what they were in 2015 when they're bid. They've changed names to Buchanan Materials at same quarry. That's their 2016 cost. And then Table Rock Asphalt's cost for 2015 and 2016. And on the bottom totals, as per their bid cost this year on our estimated quantities that I have listed for 2016, that would be the cost difference between Table Rock and APAC, Table Rock and Buchanan Materials, and also Buchanan Materials and APAC on that total estimated amount of material.
And you figured mileage and things for what we asked?
No, this is basically based just off picked up cost. If our truck's picked up at their quarry, it's just on picked up cost. Now, delivery costs will vary from quarry to whichever shop if that need, and we always bid that. So if we get busy, we need X number of materials, everybody's got a big cost associated, and that's for the mileage. So these costs do not include mileage. This is our picked up cost going to their quarry.
Well, Randy, I asked you last week, taking everything into consideration, price, quality, I mean, everything in its total package, who do you recommend?
And I told you last week I recommended Table Rock Asphalt, and reason APAC had problems with chips the previous year, previous spring getting ready. The year before that we used American. They had trouble keeping up with material during that season. And then 2015 we went with Table Rock, and we was able to keep up with everything. We also, something different we're able to do, they kept making chips to where we stockpiled ahead, so it makes it easier on us this year. And we had time to do that. So,
so you still, again, taking everything into consideration?
I based my recommendation in the letter based on cost, and that shows there the lowest cost and everything, but with problems we've had in the past, that's the reason I entered that way. Is we've had pretty consistent material, and they were able to make what we wanted in a reasonable amount of time. So,
move to award bid number 201603-334 to Table Rock Asphalt, based on Randy Hayes' recommendation.
Second.
Are we going to have a secondary and tertiary or not?
We can do secondary as, who would you recommend?
Well, with that motion, the secondary would have to be APAC.
Yeah. I'll amend my motion to make APAC as a secondary and then Buchanan as tertiary.
I go back to my question, Randy. If we have a job that's within, I mean, if we have a job within a few miles of any of these projects, there's a big cost in the amount of footage that we can do a day.
There is a difference in location of the quarry to basically the jobs we do and the time spent, travel miles, and there's always going to be that additional cost depending on where the quarry is. The quarry that would be in the worst location considered for us as far as most of our jobs would be APAC, being down on Roar. Take extra time to go down there with our trucks, especially if we're going farther east. The easiest location quarry would be the Buchanan quarry, being, I mean, close proximity. The other one being on 248.
That was my question last week, was the jobs that we anticipate, chip sealing and all those different uses of materials, the closest quarry to be used. And I think that probably this year, as you indicated, and I'm talking to you, Brandon, on this, is your primary, secondary, and the third choice, which at one point, depending on location, your third choice may be the first choice.
We have awarded that way in the past. Probably the worst thing that one quarry that wouldn't come out very as far as that would be APAC, because they're always going to be the farthest from most of our work that we're doing based on road miles. So, I mean, it's hard to award that away. Most of them are fairly close proximity. I mean, what, APAC Roark from 248 would be, what, about 3-4 miles? It'd be something like that. I believe that's the way it was awarded in 2013. 2012 and 13, and the reason we based it on road cost miles, and we used the quarries when we was making our big circle chip and seal. As soon as we got closer to another one, we'd switch and go to them.
The reason we changed is because we had deficient material from one of the quarries. It's not even on the bid.
Right.
So. And have you, in the past, and we can go into executive on this and talk about it, but have you had problems with any of these fulfilling the need at the time to get the job done?
The only time we had a real problem, American had a hard time keeping up because we got awarded the bid. They didn't have anything ready on the ground. They brought in a crusher. But like I say, this particular material is right at the beginning of seal season, and we need the material now. It takes a while to make this. They had a real tough year keeping up. And we didn't get very much done. We didn't have any stockpiled ahead either.
Have you already had that checked out to see if that problem exists anymore? I'm willing to go. Brandon, I'm trying to consider your motion. And what I'm trying to do is